Hi, I'm Tori Mystic, and you're listening to the Wear, Wag, Repeat podcast, the only show dedicated to supporting women in all areas of the pet industry. Welcome to my monthly short leash episode. This is a quick under 10-minute episode to give you an actionable tip or piece of advice that you can implement to make a big impact on your pet business right now. And today we're going to be talking about the 12-week year, how you can get more done in 12 weeks than most people do in 12 months. That's right. But before we get into this topic, I want to tell you about something that's very relevant. Coming up on Monday, April 1st at 1 p.m. Eastern, I'll be hosting a free workshop called K9 in 90. You might have heard me talk about K9 in 90 before. I usually host this in January every year. I've done it for the past few years, and it's to help you plan 9 goals for the first 90 days of the year. So we got K9 in 90 because, of course, I had to make it some kind of a dog pun. I wouldn't be me, and I wouldn't be Wear, Wag, Repeat if I didn't have some sort of dog pun in there. So the K9 in 90 workshop is a totally free 60-minute workshop. It is happening this Monday, April 1st. So instead of planning 9 goals for the first 90 days of the year, we're going to plan 9 goals for the second 90 days of the year. So this is all about goal planning and accountability for Q2. It's basically like setting your New Year's resolutions, but for April, May, and June. And when you're done listening to this episode and hearing all about the 12-week year, you're definitely going to want to do this. So save yourself the time. Go to wearwagrepeat.com/K9in90.com. That's the letter K, the number 9, in 90. Wearwagrepeat.com/K9in90. And you can sign up for that. It will also be in my email and in the private Wear, Wag, Repeat Labs Facebook group. So about 5 years ago, I started planning 90-day goals. I got the idea in a mastermind group that I was in at the time, and we were planning 9 goals for our businesses and our personal life. I found that planning a whole year in advance didn't really work for me. If I set New Year's resolutions or, you know, sat down in December or January and thought, oh, I want my business to make $100,000 this year, and I want to be on the Today Show, and I want to be a household name. First of all, those goals are really great. They're really big and imaginative, and they'd be wonderful if they happened. But the big problem was I didn't break them down into actionable to-dos for every month or every week or every day even of the year. So they were never going to happen. Not to mention the fact that when I wrote down a list for the whole year in January, a couple months into the year, I would usually completely forget what those goals were. So doing 9 goals for 90 days really, really has worked for me. I've been doing it pretty much every 90 days for the past 5 years. And I write these goals down in a notebook or on a whiteboard in my office, and I take great pleasure in scratching them off when I have completed them. I've accomplished really great things like finishing home projects or going on a hike that I've been wanting to do, but I just like never get around to it. I keep putting it off. Say, I'll do that next week. When I put it on my 9 in 90, it actually happens. And this really works for business stuff as well. So I was talking about this in Wear, Wag, Repeat Society recently, my membership community, and one of our members, Sharon, from, you might know her Instagram account, Sharon and Teddy Take the City. She's awesome. She mentioned a book called The 12-Week Year. That's by Brian Moran and Michael Lennington. And it's very similar to what I talk about in K9 and 90. So I probably should have just written a book about this a few years ago when I started doing it. But that's okay. I'm still interested in reading about the 12-week year. And I did a little bit of research here so I could share the main concepts with you and kind of see how they align with my K9 in 90. So in the 12-week year, they basically instruct you to treat each week as a month. And this creates a lot of urgency and focus. It's not necessarily about cramming 1 month's worth of work into 1 week, because that's just not doable. There's only so many hours in the day. But really, they teach you about changing your mindset and your approach to time management so that you are really focused on prioritizing the tasks that are going to make an impact and make a difference in your business, rather than just the things on your to-do list or the things that feel urgent or that require a lot of effort. Instead, they want you to focus on the things that are going to create an impact and create results and help you get to your goals. So step one, obviously, is setting goals. We can't really reach our goals if we never set them. So setting your goals is really, really important. I'd love to help you do that in the workshop on Monday, or if you're in Wear, Wag, Repeat Society, we can do that on any call that we have in the membership. But beyond making your goals, it's really about breaking them down into actionable tasks. I say this all the time. Brian and Michael in their book, they say this all the time as well. You really have to break stuff down into actionable things. I mean, I don't really can't think of another way to phrase it, but you know, for example, if you want to create a brand new online course in the next 12 weeks, which happens to be something I'm helping a few pet pros do right now, it's really important that you break it down step by step. What needs to happen each week? First, we need to figure out what our course's topic is going to be about. Second, we need to figure out what each lesson is going to be. We need to figure out if there's going to be any bonuses or extra resources. How are we going to deliver this? Is there an email sequence? What is the sales page going to look like? It's all these things that we can break down and accomplish week by week if we have a system and we stay very focused, and also if we have accountability to help us. Michael and Brian and I, all three of us definitely agree that accountability is a big part of getting a year's worth of stuff done in 12 weeks. Some more examples of things you might want to accomplish in the next 12 weeks would be maybe writing one blog post per week or sending your email newsletter out consistently every week. Those are kind of habits that you can build to help you reach whatever your goal is. So if your goal is more website traffic or more clients or establishing yourself as an expert to get booked on podcasts or TV shows, those would all be actionable routines and habits that you can implement to get to that goal. So keep in mind, goals and habits are different. Your habits can help you reach your goals, but we really want to make sure that we're setting clear goals for what we want to accomplish in the next 90 days, or same thing as just 12 weeks, right? So in the next 12 weeks, maybe you want to find and hire a new employee or assistant. This system could help you break that down and reach that goal. Or maybe you want to get a new certification that would enhance your business or services. This would all fall under the 12-week year. Am I saying it right? Or the K9 in 90 system. So, like I said, the importance of community and accountability and support in achieving these goals is a big deal. I think it's really hard to do all of these things if we don't have someone there kind of cheering us on, or someone that we can just say, hey, I did this, it's done. So if you're looking for that kind of accountability, I'm hosting the K9 in 90 workshop on Monday. You can find the link to sign up for that in the show notes below. That's open and free to everyone to attend. So it's a really great way to set your goals for the next 90 days and get support from the petpreneurs on the call. It's always really fun. I also set up some automated emails to go out to you to keep you accountable as well. If you want added accountability and support, Wear, Wag, Repeat Society will also be open for enrollment April 1 through 7. So all next week, my membership community will be open as well. And for Q2, our theme is email marketing, which I am so excited about. So if you are eager to kind of get your email marketing systems back on track or start them, this next quarter is going to be really awesome for that in Wear, Wag, Repeat Society. So think about what you can achieve in the next 12 weeks in your wildest dreams and how it aligns with your passion for your business and for pets. then I hope you'll join us for this free workshop on Monday. Before I wrap up this short leash episode, I want to give one more quick shout out to the Dog Guru's Business Breakthrough Workshop 2024 in Denver, Colorado. It's happening soon on April 10th and 11th, and there is still time to sign up. This is an event specifically tailored for pet hotel entrepreneurs. Over 2 days, the expert speakers will help you learn how to attract the right clients, grow your revenue with traditional and creative strategies, how to create a positive community around your pet business so you can stand out from the crowd, and much, much more. Get more info and register at thedoggurus.com. All right, thanks so much for listening to this short leash episode, and hopefully I will see you soon. Some of the best conversations happen after the episode. Send me a note on Instagram at wearwagrepeat or find even more women petpreneurs to connect with in our private Facebook group called Wear Wag Repeat Labs. If you want to dig into more episodes, resources to grow your business, or find a link to something we discussed, it is all right there for you at wearwagrepeat.com. I'll see you back here next Wednesday for a fresh conversation.